On Friday morning, Donald Trump sent out a frantic message to his supporters, warning them that in 72 hours, all hell was going to break loose. And on Friday morning, 72 hours from that point, would be Monday morning, which of course is the start of Donald Trump's criminal trial. So his warning that all hell will break loose at the start of his criminal trial has been seen by many to basically be yet another call to action to his supporters from Donald Trump, and not just in the fundraising sense like this email allegedly purports to be. This is reminiscent of Donald Trump's claim when he spoke at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th that the people in the audience had to, quote, fight like hell to take their country back, or they wouldn't have a country anymore. And now he's telling them that, hey, Monday, I got a criminal trial starting. It's up to you. All hell will break loose. Here is what Donald Trump said in the email. I'm just going to read certain parts of it. 72 hours until all hell breaks loose. They want me in prison. If we fail to have a massive outpouring of peaceful patriotic support, right here, right now, all hell will break loose. My supporters are the greatest people in the history of the country. Rabid Democrats are poised to raise millions while I'm stuck defending myself in court. Before the day is over, I'm calling on 1 million pro-Trump patriots to chip in and say, I'll never give up on President Trump. Remember, and this is the important part, folks, the only thing standing between freedom and the total obliteration of our country is your support. So it's worth noting that he did say peaceful, okay? He's not going to get in trouble for accidentally inciting another riot. He said peaceful. And technically, by the way, in the eyes of the law, if something does happen on Monday with his supporters, that word, throwing that word in there, which he actually did it twice on another section too, that would kind of shield him from legal liability, at least in civil court, because he threw that in. But the fact that he knew to throw that in gives up the game. Okay? Because he said that, he knows that the language he is using is strong enough to incite these people to violence. So he throws in a couple of, be peaceful. But your country is headed towards total obliteration, he says. If you don't stand up, total obliteration of the United States of America. All hell will break loose, he said. Now, I don't know how else to read that other than as a call to action. That is exactly what that sounds like. And again, his use of those words, like peaceful, he knows what he's doing, which is why he chooses the other words so carefully. That is why he chooses which specific words to put in all caps. And for the record, total obliteration was in all caps. This guy knows how to manipulate people. And that is exactly what this so-called fundraising email was all about. Yeah, Donald Trump fundraises off of everything. He has tried to turn his legal problems into a massive cash cow. But he knows what these people are capable of. He has seen what they have done in the past. And I guarantee you, this man is hoping that once Monday morning rolls around, he has another situation on his hands where his supporters go completely buck wild, and they will be the ones that will release all hell on Monday if Trump has his way. Donald Trump spent most of this past week just basically showing the world how panicked he is about his upcoming criminal trial that is still slated to begin on Monday. And on Wednesday of this past week, he put out a series of very short videos on Truth Social, and a very interesting thing happened in one of those videos. In the span of 2 minutes, Donald Trump repeated himself 21 times, which means, if you do the math, right, 2 minutes, 120 seconds, 21 repetitions, so every 5.5 seconds, he's saying the same thing that he had just said 5.5 seconds ago. Now, to be fair, he did change the topic a couple times, but once he would change the topic, he would then start repeating that phrase over and over and over again on average every 5.5 seconds. The folks at Mediaite pointed it out. He said, presidents must have immunity 7 times in a row. A president without immunity doesn't work and is nothing. He said that 10 times. And he said that the founders wanted the president to have immunity 4 times. So it was all about immunity. So you could really even say that he wasn't changing the subject. He was just rephrasing what he was repeating over and over and over and over and over and over. I'm not even going to do that 21 times, but you get the point. So here's the thing. Donald Trump does repeat the same thing over and over. That is typical of him. That is what he has done since he burst onto the political stage. But 21 times in 2 minutes is not something we have seen before. And what I think this is cognitive decline brought on by the sheer sense of panic that he is feeling due to the start of the criminal trial. And what I mean by that is that this man is so terrified. He is so scared of what is going to start happening to him on Monday, because not just the thought of going to jail. Okay, that, of course, is the big one. But there's other concerns he has, too. One, he's not going to be able to go out and campaign. Okay, this trial is supposed to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday every week for up to 6 weeks, 8 to 10 hours per day. So you're taking away most of the week from this man who needs to be out there doing his rallies, and he can't. So that's a big concern. The other big concern is a little more personal, because what is this whole case about? It's the hush money payment cover-up. But why was the hush money paid to begin with? Because he had an affair with the adult film actress. The affair is what's going to be front and center for most of this. That's going to piss off Melania. That's not going to sit well, definitely. So his brain is not functioning properly. You know, it already wasn't, let's be clear. Like, not saying, hey, it was great until now. No, but you take a brain that's already unstable. And I know he calls himself a very stable genius, but trust me, it ain't stable. And then you add in that panic, that fear, the anxiety, all of that. And suddenly that brain that already wasn't firing on all cylinders can't even form a cogent thought at that point. So that is why he puts out videos where he just says the same thing 21 times in a row, because that's all his brain can do. It can't form deep thoughts right now. He can't cognitively do anything because he is so terrified of what is coming at him with this criminal trial. Marjorie Taylor Greene is in full damage control mode right now after a report from Politico came out towards the end of the week that said that Republicans all throughout the country, in Washington, D.C., of course, but more importantly, the big Republican sitting at Mar-a-Lago is getting sick and tired of Marjorie Taylor Greene's antics. Sources close to Donald Trump who spoke to Politico said that the former president is really getting sick of this. In fact, they described Marjorie Taylor Greene's actions, specifically those to oust Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. They said it's a distraction, it's unwanted, and just stupid. Another one said, we're not going to get trapped into this cycle of bullshit instigated by certain House members. In other words, they're tired of what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing. They're tired of the circus that comes along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They went even further. Aides to Mr. Johnson and Mr. Trump have been in close contact, and there are discussions of having regular meetings between the teams and the RNC, the Republican Congressional Committee, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is sitting there on the outside of all this. She's trying to oust Johnson while Donald Trump is trying to set up weekly meetings with him, with all of these other big fundraising arms of the Republican Party. He's working with Johnson while Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to kick him out. The report even went a step further. It said that these Republicans, these advisors, staffers, whoever they are close to Trump who spoke to Politico, they said that it's very obvious that Marjorie Taylor Greene is not interested in legislating. She's not interested in doing anything productive. It's all for show. So when you have the people that work for Donald Trump coming out there and being like, yeah, this person, it's all about the show. It's all about the production. They just want attention. That is mind blowing. Like, you work for a guy that wants those things, but even you can recognize it in other people. But as I said, Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to control the damage of this report. You know, hey, Trump's getting sick of you. And she came out and said on Thursday evening, she's like, no, Trump loves me. She's like, our relationship is great. Donald Trump loves me, she said. So she's downplaying this. She's like, no, don't worry about it. I talk to the dude all the time. Things are great between us. Like, we're solid best buddies, you know? But all the people close to Trump are out there saying, no, you're not. He's really getting tired of all the crap you're doing because you're not being productive. You're just being an agent of chaos. And if Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that cozying up to Donald Trump means that, oh, she'll never have to worry about anything, I've been loyal to him, he'll never turn on me. We literally saw it happen this week with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham had been the most loyal Trump lapdog long before Marjorie Taylor Greene was even a politician. And what happened this week? Lindsey Graham came out and said, well, I disagree with Donald Trump's statements on abortion. I don't think it should be left to the states. I think it should be a federal thing. And Donald Trump put out multiple different attacks on Lindsey Graham, going as far as to apologize to the country for endorsing him. So, Green, if you don't think that Donald Trump is capable of breaking up with you just because you've been loyal, think again. He did it this week with Lindsey Graham, and I'm sure he probably wouldn't hesitate to do it to you either if he thought it was politically beneficial for him to do that. And if you continue causing nothing but chaos in the House, trust me, it'll be more beneficial for Trump to dump you than to continue to stand by you. Listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.